This is
I've been getting into into soda.
Diet soda.
I miss drinking. Remember Sprite? Every six Sprite, you, it was like one in six, you got a free Sprite.
I don't remember that.
I used to love looking under the cap.
There was a lot of cap shit you would get before the internet.
Yeah.
Now it's like to win everything, you have to put a code into the internet. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Yeah, go to
fuck
the
that
website.
Bullshit. I'm not going to
scan
shit.
And the fucking QR code.
I'm giving the fucking Yemeni guy eight bottle caps.
Yeah, I remember going with my dad to the hobby store so he could buy some model to put together while drunk and getting a Sprite.
Hell yeah.
And looking under the cap and winning.
No better feeling.
What'd you win?
I remember, I think I told this story before, but I was upset that I won because I had entered a raffle for a shed.
You felt like all your luck was used?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. I'm like, God damn it. Now I'm not going to win that fucking shed.
How old were you?
I don't know, like eight.
You needed a shed.
Of course,
I don't
dude.
Know, man.
A
was
place
cool.
for himself. That would have been cool, an apartment for yourself.
Dude,
yeah.
Do you know how much you wanted a fucking, like,
a tree house?
Yeah. It was just that vibe of, like, kids only.
Yeah.
Just
my
for
rules.
Kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my rules. Yeah. No one enters with a Z.
Yeah.
Did you hide porn in the woods?
No, we didn't have woods.
Oh, yeah, you're a city kid.
You didn't have woods.
We had desert.
You put, what, did you put it under a cactus?
I get hit it in the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Adam would, like, masturbate to the cactuses.
Because they look like
they,
cocks?
They reminded him of something.
What?
He didn't quite place it.
Yeah.
Remind me of what?
And the
I don't, he yeah, doesn't know.
The needles represented
his
inability
whatever
to,
his
to fully embrace his true desires.
See, I would have thought that the needle on a cactus represented his dick on top of a average to slightly below average.
Yes.
Dick. Mm-hmm. Then that's the ratio.
No,
that
it would it's be. Not, wouldn't represent
needle.
That. There's so many needles.
Yeah, well, okay.
So you wouldn't think
one
that
needle,
one needle
happens to be your dick.
Yeah, just come on. People don't think in those terms.
Well, you do. I don't think in those terms.
You just
I
presented
don't.
It in those terms.
No, I was saying you did.
Why?
I wouldn't think that way. That's stupid.
You were speculating that I did think that
no,
way.
No, I was saying with certainty that you do think that, and I know it for a fact.
Okay.
Because I read your diary.
Well, I'll give you a look inside my mind.
Damn, I love drinking soda.
What's your favorite right now?
Well, I'm only drinking diet soda.
I found an artisanal, like, I think I even sent it to the group chat, that, like, weird little root beer. It was, like, a diet root beer.
I never liked root beer. I always thought root beer was gay.
Why?
What?
It has the word beer
root
in
beer,
it.
Root beer, yeah. First of all, it has the word beer in it.
I don't know. I never actually, you know what? I did have a little.
I used to love root beer as
a
kid.
Phase, a little mug root beer phase.
Oh,
yeah.
The shit you put in the fucking freezer, the water. You ever get one of those mugs?
No, mug brand.
Mug root beer, the brand. Oh. And Barks was the other one.
Yeah. No, I had a phase of like. I think they were like novelty cups, and I think they were A&W.
There's liquid in there. Yeah.
Yes. That was my absolute
There's liquid
shit.
In the cup.
That was my absolute
There's a bong like that.
This has liquid in the cup.
Oh, I didn't know
it's
that.
Thin layer. Yeah, you put that in the freezer. Use it for iced coffees.
Nice.
This was nice. This was a Dunkin' Donuts promotion from 7 years ago.
It's got a holographic thing on
where
the outside.
You could go get your shit refilled for like half the price as long as you had the
That's awesome.
Souvenir cup.
Now that's respect.
Look in the my budgeting system back back in the
they had
China
a lot of that.
Days.
They had those big ass KFC ones or pop mm-hmm. KFC.
Dude, I remember when the KFC Twisters came out, those chicken wraps, I was like, I gotta go. I gotta have one of these things.
That you know what got me that way? It's so fucking stupid and they weren't even good. It was like there was just a Burger King chicken sandwich like.
Yeah, this chicken sandwich shit happened year like mm-hmm. 15 years
but
ago.
But they sucked, and we still went.
Nah, the thing I love, the Popeye's po' boy.
Never caught that.
I've never had it.
Popeye's had a po' boy for me. I think it both a chicken
it was
and a
limited
shrimp
time
boy.
Thing?
Yeah, and it was awesome.
That sounds incredible.
I would love that.
Yeah.
I love a po' boy.
The things I was watching 9/11 videos earlier today. Thinking about Popeye's po' boys drinking soda.
Hell yeah.
That shed
dude.
I could have won.
Fuck, I would have loved a shed. Mm-hmm. And you know if you had a shed, you would have put it would be like dirt in it.
A little window in the front, you just lean out of it. Mm-hmm. You know, you get your elbow coming out of that window.
Oh, yeah.
Shut the door. You're in there. People come by. They're like, man, that kid must be so cool.
That's a cool-ass kid. You're imagining, like, this whole awesome setup with, like, a bunch of computers and screens and shit?
No, not even.
No?
No.
No, just a single chair.
Yeah, probably. I don't remember having any plans for the shed other than
just to be in it.
Yeah.
I think it was after I watched Blank Check, so I thought I was going to have, like, such cool shit in it. Just with absolutely no money whatsoever, mm-hmm. No ability to even understand how a television is hooked up to anything.
Yeah,
but that's all I wanted. I wanted a secret fucking, like a lair in the basement.
I remember he had a boxing ring that was like bouncy, and he had huge like boxing gloves, like enormous boxing gloves, mm-hmm. And he fought his chauffeur that he hired with his $1 million that he stole.
Damn, I wish there was... I want to see the deleted scene where that lady sucks off that kid.
I didn't like that movie.
Come on, dude.
Yeah, Blank Check was not for me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was pure aspirational cinema.
And it was because it was on a VHS that I got from my like grandma's house. That was Blank Check and Going to Mexico.
What's Going to Mexico?
I don't know. Another movie that they would play on cable, I guess. Mm. She would like tape movies off of cable. But then
put, a
like,
budget there'd
be,
queen.
There would always be two movies on each VHS.
The double feature.
Yeah. I remember La Bamba and Garbo Talks. And I would watch La Bamba. I liked La Bamba.
With Lou Diamond Phillips, right?
Yeah.
As Richie Valens?
Yeah, and I would never watch La Bamba,
please suck my dick.
That was my favorite song when I was a kid.
Please fuck my ass. I
used to go to Johnny Rockets with my parents and make them play La Bamba on the G-Funks. And I'd throw a tantrum if I didn't get La Bamba going.
Why is that little girl crying?
Like, yeah, the 2 years
Greta?
Ago.
No, you. This? We're talking about you.
You're not talking about me. I thought you were talking about
Yeah, Adam. Adam was just like Greta when he was younger. He would go around the world giving impassioned speeches about someone needs to fuck his ass.
This isn't fair. I shouldn't be here not getting my ass
someone
fucked.
People
needs
are
to
dying.
Fuck my ass.
Well, I think just the confidence that it takes to give a speech should be celebrated.
Yeah, that's
true. You know,
true.
For a kid to stand up in front of adults
and say
that I need to get my ass fucked.
That's true.
That's a precocious little kid.
Did anybody
Greta doesn't bother me like the Parkland kids. I thought the Parkland kids were all trying to get into like a good college. Greta seems like she's very pure.
I fuck with Greta.
Yeah.
I don't understand why people are mad at her. She's like autistic and like English isn't even her first language.
I don't even understand like why. I mean, it's like, what the fuck? Does she have info? She's not a scientist.
She's just a child.
She's just a kid activist.
But people know that climate, like, it's like, it's not, you know.
Yeah,
no one
gives a fuck what nerds say, dude. They want to see what a little kid.
Yeah, from Sweden.
With a fucked up little brain has to say.
This kid doesn't know shit about climate change. They're showing up. They're like, oh, I'm the child. And that's annoying to me. I'm sorry. I haven't
She's
going
to die,
I haven't
dude.
Seen a single video.
Me neither. But
I saw a video of a fat boy standing in front of her to protect her. And it was pretty cool.
My man also was autistic.
She smiled.
Every generation has their problem, right? Mm-hmm. For them, they all get to die in a fireball. Us, I've got gaming elbow. That's right.
Carpal tunnel.
No. That is true. No, it's different. No.
That's your wrist.
You got that from typing love letters to sailors.
No, I hand wrote those.
Dad, for your 5th birthday, you asked to go see the sailors come into port.
Yeah.
And for a quill. I wanted ink and quill. Adam, and parchment.
Adam could show up with a big lollipop and blink at all the sailors.
Just blink both eyes?
Flutter his eyebrows at the sailor.
Oh.
His eyelashes.
Oh, you're going to be such a good gay guy when you grow up one day.
Addy wants eyelash extensions for his birthday. To go down to Coronado to blink at the sailors.
They make your eyes, they make my blue eyes pop.
He wants a big lollipop and a dress. So he can flutter his eyelash.
That is
no. I got gaming elbow, dude. I only got to play it for an hour. I didn't realize that the open beta for Modern Warfare is like there was a cutoff today.
Oh no!
But from what I played, sick.
So you're not gonna die?
Yeah, I guess not. I guess I'll spend $100 on the special operator prepaid
package. Of course.
So I can get a gun, like a fall camo, tiger camo.
Yes.
You know, on all my weapons.
Mm-hmm.
On my,
yes.
On all my loads.
You got to have your little weapons look cute.
Yeah. Fucking tiger camo loadout, gun in the mouth.
Can you make your guy look cute too?
They put girls in this game too.
Nice.
It's like, I think if you want to be like realistic, you want to put girls in there.
Mm-hmm,
there should be, if you, I think, and this is going to sound wrong.
But go ahead,
but it's
please.
Warfare. You know, it's unconventional. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. I know where this is going. All right.
If you and a teammate melee a female enemy both at the same time, she's held down and gang raped. And then it adds time to your respawn.
He's saying that it happens. You know, he's saying it happens in war.
It happens in war. If there was a woman there, like, yeah, good for her. She's a badass chick, but there are dire consequences.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Do you think they rape most women in war? Or
if you
like
and a
kill?
Teammate both melee the female player at the same time,
gotcha.
This isn't a thing where they're always dying that way. Most of the time, they're just being shot in the face or the pussy.
Okay, yeah, of course.
You know, I mean, they get iced out like everybody else.
With getting shot in the pussy, that would be more damaging because it's an easier path inside your body.
That's true.
You would have to shoot up into the pussy.
Or what if you hit the strong birthing bones?
You have to go down on the ground and then shoot up.
Yeah, that's right.
You sort of have to do a roll and then
and that is true.
And then
she'd have to
up.
Be standing with her legs completely spread. And
she'd
have to get underneath and shoot into her pussy.
You'd have to do one of those slide maneuvers
Having
from like a
that,
John Woo movie.
I guess that's the same could be said of a man's ass.
The asshole is a little bit more on the back.
That's what I'm saying.
The pussy is more underneath.
Should we be aiming at anyone's ass, regardless of gender, in war?
All's fair in love and war.
That's true.
That's true.
That's the name of
some fucking poem or some shit?
Yeah, I think so.
Some long-ass fucking boring poem?
My friend showed me a video yesterday of this lady in England. Nick's probably already seen it. But this lady in England went to bed with... Yeah, it's gay porn. Went to bed with a migraine, and then she woke
That's
up
fake.
Chinese.
I brought that up like a year ago.
Okay,
and
I
then
didn't
you guys
it.
Said it was fake.
Oh, okay. I don't remember anything we talk about.
I can't believe people listen to this fucking show, dude. I feel like we just say the same things.
Yeah, probably.
No.
No?
No, there's always...
That thing about raping a woman in Call of Duty, that's uncharted
yeah, that's
territory.
True. Although I don't know,
that's
even.
A new thought I just had playing the new Call of Duty.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty
Can you
good.
Even tell they're women? Aren't they in like body armor and shit?
No, some of them are like
got their
girls.
Tits out because
they have voice actors, and it's like, don't worry, I help you or whatever. Because mm-hmm. they're like rebels, I guess.
Mm.
It's so funny. It's like because you know Modern Warfare came out the first one in like 2007, maybe.
So it's all about
yeah
killing brown people.
Well, yeah, we've been in that modern war for fucking 2 decades.
Yeah. It's like, true.
It's the same fucking
yeah,
war.
Modern warfare now would just be drones.
Yeah,
if it was
Vietnam,
truly.
Vietnam ended in 1975. And then, so what, you got 25 years until 2028. So 28 years until the Iraq War.
Mm-hmm. Right. What about Desert Storm?
Yeah, I guess, yeah, that counts. So not even. It's fucking what?
20?
15, 18 years?
Something like that.
No.
I don't fucking know, dude.
Hold on.
15. Why the fuck did we... What was Desert Storm about?
They invaded Kuwait.
Yeah, Saddam Hussein was gassing Kurds.
Oh, damn.
And he invaded Kuwait.
It's pretty yeah. fucked up.
In
this
Kuwait, it's like a major
aggression will not stand.
Yeah, and they're like a major oil supplier.
And we just fucked his ass a little bit, and then he was like, all right.
Yeah,
I'll
quickness,
stop.
Yeah. And then Mark Wahlberg found treasure. And that's the movie Three Kings.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've never seen it. I've seen the other Mark Wahlberg movie where he's an army guy.
What's that, sniper or something, or a shooter?
No, Shooter is with John Cena.
Is it?
Yes.
Whatever.
A WWE film, entertainment, World Wrestling Entertainment films.
What's mm-hmm. the other Wahlberg military movie?
Lone Survivor.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
That movie's gay.
What's it? Lone Survivor.
I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, no, that's Behind Enemy Lines I'm thinking of. But that was Owen Wilson, right?
Owen Wilson was in the fucking...
That?
Yeah, it's Owen Wilson. I forget who the other actor is.
Yeah.
And it's like Bosnia or some shit.
Yeah.
Some like, yeah, they're in like the Balkans. Hmm. And his like fucking...
It's like, wow.
Yeah, his... yeah, there you go, Adam. Do the...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
It's wow.
Yeah.
Wow, they've got... Wow. There's a fucking... The Balkans are fucking gay.
Yeah, his like plane gets shot down and he has to eject and he's just in the woods, which... I don't know. All of that area just looks like Pennsylvania.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like gray and wooded.
What are we talking, like Albania?
Yeah, like Croatia.
Bulgaria?
Yeah.
Nah, Croatia's cute, dude.
At the beach.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Serbia.
Have you ever gotten head from a Balkan person?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Who were they?
This really cool guy.
Slobodan Milosevic.
Yeah. Slobodan Milosevic.
A Bulgarian.
Nice.
Yeah.
My mother was born in Bulgaria.
I met, yeah.
Was it
I
my
knew
mother?
A Bulgarian. Huh? That was really hot.
It was your mom.
What? She's ethnically Greek, though.
Fucked. Suck my dick.
You're gay.
You're gay.
You're gay.
I got my dick sucked by that guy that drank that poison in International War Crimes Court.
No, that guy fucked your ass.
Because the judge told him that I was actually a guy. I wasn't...
And that's why he drank the poison?
That's why I drank the poison.
What did that guy must have done
You
some...
know what? Let's leave the calling you gay to us. Thanks.
No, I'm just trying to join in. Yeah. I'm trying to join in on the fun.
Yeah, well, maybe don't.
All right.
Yeah,
I mean,
that is fucked up of you, Adam.
Well, I guess
why don't
I'm
you
not
come
gay.
Up with your own bits. And we'll call.
No,
we'll,
you are gay. To be clear,
you are gay.
You are gay.
No, Nick is actually gay.
We'll take care of.
Well,
that.
Yeah, but you're
calling
also
me gay.
No, you're gay.
No, you call me gay because I have a slight affect in the way I speak, no. And I'm
no, but slender that, man. Now that I think about it, you're right. That
we're calling you gay because right now you're you have one of those little short throw projectors, and you're watching gay pornography on the ceiling.
Yeah, your forehead is actually transparent, and there's two 1920s cartoons blowing each other.
That's not how brains work.
Yeah, two guys are sawing another guy's dick in half.
In a factory?
They're going back and forth.
All right.
They have really juicy asses, too, yeah, in a gay way.
All right, that's very, very creative calling me gay. Thank you.
It's a duck and a pig on a push cart.
Well, those aren't even people.
By taking turns sucking dicks on my side.
We can see they're gay. They're gay animals. Have you ever seen cartoons, man? Was Bugs Bunny a person, you fucking idiot?
Yeah.
He was a rabbit.
Exactly.
Elmer Fudd was a person.
Then that's the exception.
What do you mean the exception?
Most tunes, particularly of that era, were animals. So don't try and get
but
out
if
of
I
it.
Wanted to fuck Bugs, I'd be
gay
into rabbits.
He's clearly and by the way, Bugs is she's great, dude.
I like when he dresses up like a lady, I was gonna say.
Well, that's being gay. See?
That is gay. I guess Bugs
Bugs is gay, but it's cool, it's chill. He's honestly he's a drag queen if you think about it. You guys watch the Emmys?
What's going on at the Emmys?
I don't know. Shit sucks.
Who won?
I don't fucking know. I was high as shit. All I wanted to do was watch football, and Eldis had to fucking watch the Emmys for his job.
I watched that game last night. It came down to
whatever. Fuck the Browns.
Yeah.
Baltimore Ravens
trash.
All goddamn day. Lamar Jackson. No fucking bitch ass Cleveland team is going to beat us. Baker Mayfield could suck my hard ass penis.
Yeah, do you want to bet on it?
I do actually.
Where do you want to bet on it?
Fuck.
What are they called?
Is it my
bookie?
Yeah, what is that, Adam?
It's an awesome
website.
It's an award-winning website that's been paying winners for
decades
now.
Yeah. It's one of my
favorite. Before the internet.
Yeah.
It's actually one of my favorite places to gamble. It's my it's actually my favorite place to gamble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard from numerous people that it's the place to bet on football every weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why I bet against the Browns.
It's kind of like the little St. James Island of sports books. Offshore, totally illegal.
Yep.
No, totally unauthorized.
That's right. Only cool rich guys do it.
You remember that they used to have like, they would sell like a Blockbuster, like fucking books that were like cheat codes.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, yeah.
Totally unauthorized. Yep. It's like the company's like, don't let anyone know those cheats.
Yeah. Nobody's, we're going to be pissed if anyone cheats at the games. We give a fuck after we sell it to you what you do with it.
Yeah, that was like a huge marketing thing. It's like the cheat codes. PlayStation doesn't want you to know.
They don't
about.
Want you to. They don't want you. They get more money if it takes you longer to beat the game.
Yeah, that's what my bookie is like. It's the totally unauthorized, completely
the cool,
illegal,
cool guy way child to fucking no
island slave.
There are no children of slaves betting. Involved
of betting,
of betting.
But it is
of
cool. Betting.
They don't have that, but it's as cool as those things.
Yeah, if they had
mybookie.com,
yes.
Imagine your Cessna 287 lands. I don't even know if that's one of them.
Whatever.
It sounds right.
Your dig is so hard.
I wouldn't have second guessed it.
Cessna 287 lands on the strip, and you know the blades are kicking up a windstorm, and there's a guy in a linen suit
mm-hmm.
with a long face and short gums.
Yes.
And he goes,
gray hair.
So good to see you back at the island. You know?
Yeah.
And you say, Jeffy, baby, I thought they got you. And he's like, they'll never get me.
I don't know if that's how he spoke.
Oh, come on. You no, know they'll is. Never get me.
It is.
Did he?
Yeah. It's like, we've rebranded the island as my bookie. So join me in my Jewish temple / piano playing room.
I don't know if it was a Jewish temple.
Well, those are the only two explanations I saw, is that it was a place for him to Jewishly play piano
mm-hmm.
as part of his religion.
That sounds like a good excuse.
I was like, I mean, why? It's that's such like... Like, of any explanation that you could come up with.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, well, you know how Jews need a creepy temple to play piano in
yeah,
by
we've
themselves?
All been to synagogues.
Right. Like the bad guy Owl from Rockadoodle. Fucking. Anyway, so that's my bookie is mm-hmm. the place to bet on football every weekend. They got better bonuses and more prop bets than any
Dude,
other sports.
I love that. Both of those things.
Period. Period.
Period.
This year they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First
Hell
place
yeah.
is guaranteed to win at least $100,000.
Whoa.
Can you imagine
Can
that?
You use that money, you fucking idiot listening
That's
right now?
That's changing lives
Can
right
you imagine
there.
What you would do with $100,000 after buying a racing wheel and fucking...
I
know,
can't even.
And cocaine?
I would probably buy... A custom tracksuit?
I'd probably,
some
yeah,
kind.
Buy too many tracksuits.
Yep.
Yeah. First place is guaranteed to win at least $100,000.
Wow.
And it only costs $100 to enter.
You're yeah. a fucking idiot with a little ass fucking dick if you don't put that $100 down.
That's a return of on investment.
It's 400 times as much.
It's 400 times. It's return investment of 400%. And it only costs $100 to enter.
Dude, $100, you barely go to the fucking movies these
Get
days.
This.
That is
to
what
win,
a movie ticket
to
costs.
To win the $100,000
in Midtown Manhattan?
All you need to do is pick 5 NFL games.
That's
so
it.
You pick the games, and then you win the $100,000.
Pick them. You just point to them.
You just have to say the games that are happening without looking.
Mm-hmm. That would be cool if you could do that.
Yeah, that is how it works. Games so, against the spread every week. So mm-hmm. you pick the games against
the
spread.
You spread open your ass cheeks.
You spread yourself every week. You spread your finances thin.
And, mm-hmm.
gambling online.
That's right. Every but week, eventually to make more, though.
To make even more money than you would if you just, you know, continued, I don't know, doing whatever you do during
yeah,
the day.
Yeah, doing some other bullshit, going to the fucking office.
Yeah, at the office with your hammer and nails, just nailing shit into your desk.
Oh,
What a bullshit.
I hate when I had to build my desk every day at work.
And then
my day started.
You go to the office, you get the hammer out of the desk, you start nailing papers to the different paperwork to the desk. Yeah, I've had a job or two.
It was a schizophrenic man imagining a day job.
Yeah, you're just nailing
paperwork. Rollerblade into the over the moat where the crocodiles are.
5 o'clock, the big steam computer blows a whistle. Go home to your sweet gambling. All you got to do is pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. Listen, I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. And so far, my bookie has paid for every single one of their ad reads, unlike other sports bookies.
That's right. The way we judge sports gambling websites
is how good they treat
the
people.
Do they give us checks on time?
Yeah.
Do they answer our emails?
Yeah. Now, will you be getting paid?
Right.
Yes. But if you weren't, theoretically,
you can trust
them.
Would
we give a fuck? No, not really.
But my bookie, to be clear.
My
bookie does a lot better than just saying, that's just how things work in Germany. When you ask why you haven't been paid. That's why my bookie is always the right play. You bet, you win, they pay.
Mm-hmm.
My bookie is live in-game betting on every NFL game. They've got the most rewarding player perks in the business. And for you fantasy guys out there, if you're imagining that the players are actually dragons.
That's right.
And the ball is you being sexually, if you're into vore, you can even bet
a
on
a dragon
that.
Eating you and then shitting you out of its big dragon ass.
Eating you and then being pregnant with you, and Sonic is rubbing lotion on the dragon's belly.
That sounds like a fantasy to me.
You can even bet the over-under on how many fantasy points a player will score each game.
Wow.
So get this. Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. You can double
Holy
your first
shit.
Deposit. If you use promo code COMETOWN. They had to add town because promo code cum was causing problems.
I'm glad they sorted that out.
Yeah. Promo code cumtown to activate the offer. C-U-M-T-O-W-N, all one word. Visit MyBookie online today. That's MYBOOKIE. And don't forget to use promo code cumtown when creating your account to claim the bonus.
Wow.
Bet, win,
Get paid.
Get paid.
Get paid and get ass and get pussy. real quick, if you're listening right now and you live in Fort Wayne, Indiana, Indianapolis, Indiana, or Louisville, Kentucky, I'm going to be there the 27th, 28th, and the 29th, and I'm in Medford, New Jersey. It's some weird fucked up little
thing. You should do your plugs at the end.
Okay.
Just because if somebody tries, people figure out how to skip the reads. And if we find out who you are,
we're going
to
fucking kill you.
Oh, my God. That gets me pissed just thinking about it.
This is the reason we podcast is to make advertising revenue.
Yeah.
That's the reason we do this.
Because we respect companies.
I want to be Don Draper, dude.
Yes.
I imagine
this is our way into advertising.
We did that read as a pitch.
Yeah.
It's a website called MyBookie. What they do is they don't let Indian people use the website.
Well, Don, I don't quite exactly understand.
Sounds
the whole
Don,
business,
isn't this the
Don?
Same goddamn idea you've had every time?
Yes, but this time it's racist.
What? But you've been saying this isn't racist for years. You always have some wacky excuse. We've all seen Mad Men. That's the plot of every episode. Find out how Don keeps Indian people from Chevrolet dealerships this week on Mad Men. It's an interview with Andrew Weiner.
Yeah,
that's the guy that wrote it, right?
Yep.
Matthew Weiner.
Matthew Weiner.
Oh, Weiner.
And he's like, well, I really
Adam,
wanted to
shut up.
I think it's Weiner.
Capture the
it's
tempo Weiner. Of the times. And, you know, I think despite...
Had they even gotten to Indian people?
Aside from the iconic, you know, skinny suits and the aesthetic of the 1960s mm-hmm. and this move away from conformity, there was always a strong undercurrent of anti-Indian guy sentiment. I think if anything defined the 1960s prior to the cultural counterculture revolution, it was definitely a sense of Indian guys, get the hell out of here. Let's get these Indian guys out of here.
Nah, dude.
You know that the Beatles were singing about that? That was a mark of the times for sure.
I was laughing. Imagine like Indian guys seeing that movie yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then there's like a bunch of Indian guys going around that just love the Beatles now. They're like, man, the Beatles is so very good, man. Have you ever heard of the Beatles?
Why the fuck in the span of like 3 months there was that movie and then that movie about the Indian guy that loved Bruce Springsteen? What? Is that really a genre that people
I've
fucking...
I've never heard of that movie.
Yeah, what movie is that? It's some called... You didn't just meet an Indian guy?
Did someone sell that, like, in a deli in Astoria?
No, dude, that's a movie. It's called, like, Blinded by the Light or some shit.
Well, the answer is that, like, fucking scripts get bought, and then studios are like, this is what everybody's buying. Let's buy this. So the 90s was the worst for that, because it was, like, you get Armageddon and then Deep Impact.
Deep Impact, yeah. Volcano, Dante's Peak.
Volcano, Dante's Peak.
There was two friend zone movies. Mm-hmm.
Flipper, Free Willy.
Yeah.
Nah, Flipper and Free Willy, come on.
Schindler's Dolphin. List, Good Burger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Both hilarious.
Yeah.
Life Laugh riots.
I'm excited about the Denzel Magneto.
What's that?
I'm excited about the Denzel
Magneto. Is it really happening?
I don't know. I saw you said it, and then I saw something that said it also.
I hope it happens.
I thought that's got to be wrong.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. There has to be something... Oh, Babe and then Gordy.
Mm-hmm.
Who's Gordy? Another pig?
It was another pig movie, yeah.
What?
Yeah. It was the same exact movie, basically. Yeah. I mean, it's like alarming how many movies. Like, I remember growing up, it was like, you know, every movie there was just another version of it.
Should we do that? Should we do the Avengers?
Yeah, the Revengers.
Mm-hmm. Well, they did Justice League.
Fuck.
Yeah. There already was the Avengers. Remember that movie with Uma Thurman?
Mm-hmm. Where they fought with umbrellas.
They fought with umbrellas.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It sucked.
Do you see your tits?
It sucked dick. That movie was really bad.
It came
bad.
Out around the same time as
Sean Connery
Charlie's
was in
Angels.
It. Sean Connery is in it, right?
I can't
remember. No, that's League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Well, yeah. he could do both, man. I think he was in it.
Wait, it was called The Avengers?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was called The Avengers.
Was it about a team of people?
It was Uma Thurman and some British guy. Who was it? Who the fuck was it?
I thought it was Sean Connery.
Guy Pearce?
No, it was somebody like Ralph Fiennes or...
That might be it.
Yeah. Or like,
Joseph Fiennes, one of them.
Wait a second. Is that how... Isn't his name Ralph?
It's pronounced Rafe.
But it's spelled like Ralph.
It's spelled Ralph, yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't
me?
Think there's an L.
Yes, there is.
I think it looks like Ralph.
Isn't it R-A-L-F?
Maybe I'm wrong.
I thought it was Ralph Fiennes, and someone said it's Rafe, and it's just pronounced that way.
Fuck that, dude. Fuck that name.
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery, Ralph Fiennes, it is an L. You're right.
Thank you, motherfucker.
And Uma Thurman.
Well, God hold damn. On. No one said there wasn't an L.
It feels good
I thought
win.
There wasn't an L. But it is pronounced Rafe.
What the fuck? No, that's fucking bullshit. You what the? How is an L gonna be an I sound?
Dude, yeah. Look at his fucking whole name. Get this, Rafe Nathaniel Twistleton Wykeham Fiennes.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
His name is Ralph.
I'm literally looking at it.
His fucking name is Ralph.
Rafe Nathaniel Twistleton Wykeham Fiennes.
Twistleton Wykeham.
Yeah.
We should beat his ass.
Oh,
on,
listen
dude.
To how gay this is. He's an English actor, film producer, director, a Shakespeare interpreter.
Okay, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Dude.
What does that mean?
He Rafe, like... you can suck my Rafe, which is actually the technical term for the line on the bottom of your dick and balls.
Wait, dick and balls?
Yeah.
Did they make that movie?
You mean the balls?
R-A-P-H-E is the word for the groove, ridge, or seam in an organ or tissue. Typically marking the line where two halves fused in the embryo.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, so this...
Oh, shit, so were your balls... Were they originally your brother's balls that you ate in utero?
Well, yeah, you... Yeah.
So you fused?
Well, before... The sex isn't chosen in the womb until basically a fetus, which is not a human being, chooses its gender.
Oh!
So it has the ability to choose its gender, but it's not a human being.
So are trans people, are they like...
They should be in jail. Whatever... However we get to that from this, we'll just assume that
well,
I
Well, no, but
the
there are intersex people.
I would love to be the lawyer that's
that
like,
have, like, ambiguous genitalia, and they're just assigned at birth.
That sucks.
Yeah. And then they grow up, and they're like, I feel like the other one.
That happened to you?
Mm-hmm. No, my genitalia was not ambiguous.
I don't know. It's fucking small.
It was very deliberate.
It's small as
it's
shit.
It's deliberately small.
Oh, that's true. I guess a small ass dick is certainly a dick. You got me there, Adam.
Thanks.
I mean, that is true.
Yeah.
In a way, a small dick is more of a dick than a regular dick.
Well, thank you.
Are like, look how small that guy's dick is.
Right. If your dick is big enough, I guess theoretically you could use the dick hole as a pussy.
Damn. They
but
did.
Your dick absolutely cannot do that.
They
Adam.
Did make this movie.
Damn. I love philosophy.
That's why people listen.
I love it, dude. I love thinking about what the Greeks sort of thought of.
That's why I'm here, man, to continue the proud tradition. Ask me another philosophical question.
I
dude.
Guess you would call that Socratic justice.
Absolutely, it's justice, dude.
That you're gay, you're actually a woman.
Yeah.
You go too far on the other end.
Fuck.
Would you say ask you another question?
No, I said
Stav
that.
Stav said that.
Oh.
Ask me
what
another...
did you say?
Went. Oh, I was just looking up if they made that movie with Joseph Fiennes where he plays Michael Jackson. They did.
That's his brother?
His brother, yeah. Joseph, I'm sure his middle name is also Twistleton.
Joseph Twistleton Magic Nightmare Code fucking Dingleberry Fiennes.
We should fuck up Ralph.
Yeah, there's
Fiennes.
A movie about a road trip between what's her name? Elizabeth Taylor, Michael Jackson, Marlon Brando. And Joseph Fiennes plays... Yeah, he's also Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes.
That shit is fucking...
But his middle name is Albrick.
Albrick?
Joseph Albrick Twistleton Wycombe Fiennes.
Man, I've been enjoying watching just episode after episode of Homicide at Night.
That's tight, dude.
It's a really cool box set.
My back hurts.
It's like a file cabinet?
It's a file cabinet, yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I thought you just had the boxes, like the...
Oh, I did. I bought the file cabinet.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Respect.
I wanted the file cabinet.
Dude, I haven't been able to sleep. I'm still fucked up all over this
jet lag.
Jet lag.
I'm getting sleepy as a bitch right now.
There you go. How about that?
Take a bump, dude. Take an
Should
Adderall.
Do cocaine?
Yeah, let's do some coke, bro.
Yeah.
No. I don't want to die. I worry about my heart. Damn, that was
damn,
good
I'm
coke.
Yipped up.
Ah!
It's so funny that they almost made vaping illegal.
Are they not going to anymore?
Nah, they figured out what it was.
What was it?
It's, I don't know, some shit.
Nice.
So now it's not illegal anymore.
Are you happy, Adam?
No.
Now we're gotta figure out if Joe Biden should go to jail in Ukraine. Or
yeah, what
Trump
the fuck is going on
in Ukraine? I don't know. Who gives a shit? This everything is gay.
I know.
It's like there's no point in paying attention. It doesn't matter.
Joe Biden's son, the one that got him in trouble, Hunter, is pretty tight though.
He's the one that fucks his brother.
Yeah, he likes
wife.
Smoking crack and fucking his brother's wife.
Yeah, he has gay sex.
He's cool.
That rules, dude.
Yeah.
That guy should be friends with Ian. Delaware, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Delaware.
Yeah, they make them different down there. Delaware boy's different.
Yeah, Delaware sucks.
Oh, it's gay as hell, dude.
They don't have taxes.
That's true.
They don't have sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
They still have income tax.
Why do corporations say that they're Delaware corporations?
Because they don't have sales tax. So you.
But why is that? Why is that? I'm pretty sure when I worked at like a big company that was not a like something that sold goods, they were like it said a Delaware corporation. I think it's corporate tax.
I don't fucking know.
I don't.
Who cares?
Who incorporated Delaware for some tax benefit?
Who gives a shit? Yeah, you have Rehoboth Beach.
They this is a business beach. Podcast, dude.
They have Rehoboth Beach, dude.
Yeah, they have a gay beach.
I'm trying to go down there.
Yeah?
It's
too late.
All the gay guys are home.
I'm trying to go up to New England now that it's the
That's
end of
true.
Summer. I'm trying
Cabin?
To eat chowder. I'm going to go up to New England and eat chowder and eat peanuts in a bar.
And then drive back home?
Yeah.
Just for a meal?
Yeah, just go up there. I'm like, I'm here for the chowder and the peanuts.
I don't fuck with peanuts in a bar, dude.
Really? I love that shit. I love going to Five Guys and just eating the peanuts and leaving.
I like that Five Guys, like, people with peanut allergies can't even walk in.
Yeah, they're like, fuck you.
Mm-hmm. Survival. Do you remember when there was like when restaurants would have peanuts all over the ground and it'd be like Texas style or something?
Yeah, no, I said the first time I ever went to a bar that had free peanuts, you could do that. And then when I went to Five Guys and I had the peanuts and I was just spitting fucking
on the ground
peanut shells all over the ground. My friend was with me. He's like, what the fuck are you doing, man? I'm like, what? That's how you do it.
Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, I've been. My fucking legs are sore from all these squats, dude.
You're doing squats.
I'm trying to get big ass cheeks.
Why are you doing squats and where?
To be strong, dude. At Matrix. In the Matrix.
Your gym is called the Matrix.
The Matrix.
Sick.
It's Keanu Reeves themed. Ooh, well, my man's getting his second diet soda.
Yeah, maybe. I'm about to do the Pepsi challenge. It's where you drink 35 Pepsis in one sitting. And if you drink all of them, you get to replace Godfrey at the cellar.
That's all. Oh,
they take
fuck.
His job away from him and give it to me.
Is that why he's so yipped?
I don't know.
I think
he was the 7-Up guy, right?
Yep.
Yeah, it was Orlando.
Orlando Jones.
Orlando Jones and then Godfrey.
It was Orlando Bloom.
Yeah.
Nick, he was on Mad TV.
Yours.
Huh?
Orlando Jones was a Mad TV cast member for a while.
Of course,
good,
dude.
Good job, dude.
Of course. Shut up. Shut up.
You know that's how I
there
sneeze.
There must be a girl.
It's the cat.
It must be a girl. Or
it's not a girl. It's a cat.
It must be put a girl's vagina's mm-hmm. juice is in
no,
the air.
No, it's not. That's not what happens to me.
Yeah, I think
girls.
That's what happens. I'm
she's laughing like an entire elementary school of Japanese girls. Or sneezing, rather, not laughing. A whole third grade class of Japanese mm-hmm. girls just sneezed all at once.
That's what your sneezes sound like?
It's what? Your sneezes sound like.
When is the fucking Joker coming out, dude? I'm trying to see that shit, dude.
The Joker?
Mm-hmm.
I don't. You should go to the theater in the outfit and the makeup.
Yes.
A morbidly obese Joker.
A regular obese Joker.
A big ball
right around. First of all, I'd be wearing a wig.
Yeah, the green wig.
I would need a wig.
No wig.
Purple suit.
Just fat as shit with the fucking makeup on. And sweatpants.
Why didn't they let Steve Harvey play the Joker? He's already got the purple suit.
Black Joker?
Yeah.
Black Joker.
And he keeps calling himself Blackula?
Mm-hmm. Steve, that's not the character. Yeah.
I would love a Steve Harvey. What's the ideal role for Steve Harvey, dude? If you could pick him,
I think it's Steve Harvey.
That's true. But in like a movie,
that's
who would
why,
you replace?
That's why he had the Steve Harvey show, and he still played Steve Harvey, where he was a teacher.
That's true, but his name was Steve Harvey.
Yeah,
Mr. Harvey. Wait, was it Harvey?
It was. Yeah, it was Steve Harvey. It was
Mr. Hightower.
Mr. Hightower. That's it. And then Cedric was Cedric the teacher.
That's right.
Cedric the teacher-tainer. The edutainer.
Every
episode of that show, it's just Steve and Cedric pointing to their temple real quick and saying things back and forth. Yeah, it's because really mm-hmm. what you got to do is edutate.
Mm-hmm.
You got to edutain the minds. And then there's like one white guy on the show, but he was retarded because he got shot in the head.
Bullet head.
Yeah.
That's right. Of course.
Yeah, right. Damn, I want to watch Steve Harvey.
You never
show.
Saw the Steve Harvey show?
I've seen it, yeah, this, but I want to watch it again.
That was what I went to bed to, dude.
Yeah. That and the Jamie Foxx show.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
The chick on that show was really hot. Fancy.
Yeah. I fucked her.
You didn't fuck her, dude.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I'd fancy a shag. With mm-hmm. Miss Vagina. With Miss What's-Her-Name.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the guy's name? Brixton or Bruxton?
Yeah, the guy was just gay.
Yeah.
Just tall Carlton, but gayer.
Yeah. The character's name should have been Gay Carlton.
Gay Carlton.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hottest, though, was the old... What I jacked off to quite the most of all of... that era's UPN programming was Girlfriends.
You just jacked off to Tracy all the Ellis girlfriends? Ross.
I would throw... She would get in the mix every once in a while. She was not my go-to.
She's the one whose kind of eyes pop out of her
the
head?
The hottest one left the show and didn't come back. She quit. She was one of those people that like quit acting to be Christian or something.
Oh, that sucks.
The dark one with the big tits.
Oh yeah, she ruled. She didn't quit the show. She was on for a while.
She left after one of the seasons.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I like the one that was kind of like a fake.
Who, Monique?
No. Who's like a fake? What's her face like?
But one of the problems you had watching the show is hard to get your dick hard.
For me?
For everybody.
Are we about to do an ad?
Now that you mentioned it.
Oh.
It was hard to get your dick hard unless you took Blue Chew pills.
That's right. Except it was hard. I like the one that was kind of like a fake Lisa Bonet. She was hot as shit, too.
Yeah. It's like Morpheus being like, you take the blue pill. And your dick gets hard, and you don't get to see the Matrix. But that would be a better choice. Because it's not really anything on the table. It's like you take the blue pill, you wake up tomorrow, and the dream ends. But you know there's a Matrix? Does it wipe his memory? I don't know what the fuck.
No, they probably wipe his memory.
Yeah.
I would guess.
Or you just think it's a dream.
I can't even wipe my own ass. I never even finished wiping my ass. How are you going to wipe my memory?
That's so true.
That's true. Well, they wipe your ass for you.
Yeah, saying here my client molested this child and then her memory was wiped.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even wipe my own ass.
Like, what is the situation where that is what he's arguing against?
I can't even wipe my own ass.
Wait, his client molested the kid, but her memory was wiped? And then he's arguing against the idea of a memory wipe?
I can't even wipe my own ass. Are you going to tell me that this little girl had her memory wiped? I do not believe it. Not for a single day of the good Lord's Christmas will I believe that this child had a wife. I pull down my pants and show you the shit smeared up all the way to the top of my ass crack right now. And it's not a matter of technique.
Okay, I guess your client is guilty then. If she didn't have her memory wiped.
No, what I'm
or
saying
she did have
I'm
it.
Saying she's lying.
Oh, okay.
Because if she had a memory, if the point I'm making is that I,
how could she have her memory wiped if you can't wipe your ass?
Because they're saying she remembers
if the
it
lawyer
now,
for the rapist can't wipe
it. She's saying they remember it now, Bluetooth.com. They're saying she remembers it now. It says she remembers it now, but she did it before because her memory was wiped.
Right. What's crazy is he is probably, like, what does a memory wipe even mean?
Yeah, they say that she took a blue pill, Morpheus, my client Morpheus gave her a blue chew pill, which wiped her memory. I'll have you know that blue chew is actually a dick pill. It's the best in the business. I take it myself. As a man that experiences an inability to fully wipe his own ass, it's often hard for me to get erect when a woman is recoiling from the smell of my booty cheeks covered in shit. And I go to bluechew.com. No questions asked, no doctor visits. They connect you with an online specialist to get you diagnosed with bad dick in a heartbeat. In a Tennessee heartbeat.
That's right.
Staccato rhythm of a Tennessee heartbeat by a quarter note. You'll have some of those famous blue jazz, blue gum pills sent directly to your house.
Thank you very much, Mr. Morpheus's lawyer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Morpheus's lawyer in a rape case.
So they're gonna tell me that my client wiped this little girl's memory with nothing more than one of the most effective dick pills on the market today. Generic brand Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable format so it can work up to twice as fast as the traditional medicines, but not for wiping the memory of this little girl here, who I will assert again, I can't even wipe my own ass to completion.
That's right, everyone. So use bluechew.com.
Bluechew.com.
/ cum task.
Let me get my
my court files up here.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of... Jan, I'm sorry, I didn't... Have you ever seen A Dry White Season?
No.
It's like one of the later, like, Marlon Brando movies where he plays a lawyer in apartheid South Africa.
Hell yes.
And the...
Just fat as shit.
Just fat as shit. And he's representing this, like, white... Donald Sutherland plays this, like, white teacher whose gardener was, like, kidnapped and murdered by the police for, like, looking into, like, where his son was, who was also murdered by the police.
Damn.
And, yeah, Marlon Brando's just like, well, you is the... They don't know if there's any opportunities for an inquiry into the boy, was he murdered or something?
Yeah. I love that motherfucker, dude. Just being like, yeah, just I'm going to do cue cards, actually, for a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's just, I guess he got nominated for something, but he just plays this, like, fat, drunk, ineffective lawyer. It's very funny.
That's awesome.
The kind of guy that would probably need Blue Chew.
Blue Chew to keep his cock hard.
Oh, he needed a couple.
Blue Chew. Adam, you've recently used Blue Chews in your personal life.
Fantastic.
You can vouch 100%.
Mm-hmm. You know what's not fantastic is when you take one and then you don't get fuck. Pussy.
Yeah.
Actually, no, never mind. Here's it how is
good,
fantastic.
Here's how good the dick pill is. Even with no pussy around, you're hard as shit.
Yeah.
Your dick is twitching.
You're just sitting there incredibly hard.
Dick on turbo hard.
Mm-hmm.
Without even so much as a scintilla of pussy.
A scintilla. That's right. What is that? Like a
little
like
amount.
An anteater? Like a mouse?
I think it's like a very small amount. But what's the code?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm trying to, but I can't see the copy over my huge dick.
Because it's hard.
It's hard.
Yeah, we all take them before.
Yeah,
we
our dicks are all out and they're all hard.
But we get pussy after. We don't have to.
Oh, we get pussy.
We don't have to jack off our incredible dick.
You can say that again.
We don't have to jack off our incredible dick.
You can absolutely
say
that
again. I like to make
a
woman take off all her clothes and be like, yeah, I could fuck you, but I'm like fucking 100 for 100 on sex, so I'm not trying to fuck up my perfect record.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Your perfect is 100 for 100 mean every you've only had sex 100 times?
I've only had sex 100 times, and every time I've I totally come.
You're afraid of 101st, you might not
want. I won every time. Dude. That bitch is not a single bitch has ever beat me.
Wow, that's awesome.
You're the winner.
I've always won. I'm prescribed by a doctor, and here's a great deal for you guys. Visit BlueChew.com and get your first order free. When you use homo code cumtown.
Damn, dude.
That got me. How many months did it take us to get there?
Just pay $5 shipping. That's bluechew.com homo code cumtown.
Yep. How did it take us that long to say homo code?
Yeah. C-U-M-T-O-W-N.
Woo!
Yeah. I like to counteract the Blue Chew by drinking Diet Dr. Pepper to get my sperm fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does it really fuck your sperm up?
I don't know.
I thought it was yellow Gatorade.
I dated this girl who had this dumb friend who got pregnant because, like, she was dating some guy that was like, oh, yeah, I ride a bike and I drink Mountain Dew all the time, so you should just let me bust in you.
There's no sperm in there.
Hell yeah.
He was just nutting.
Respect. Like, not even no condom pulling out.
Yeah.
Nutting all in her pussy.
He's like, yeah, I ride a bike.
Respect, dude. Damn, that man should be a lawyer.
Yeah.
Make that man fucking president of the debate team.
Yeah. To beat me off.
Have you ever gotten anyone pregnant, Nick?
No.
Nice.
I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah.
There's been, like, women who have been like, I haven't had my period for 2 months, and then they have what's, like, clearly a miscarriage.
Nice. God doing you a solid.
Yeah.
God being like, I got you, man. You got a racist podcast to do in the future.
Yeah, right, exactly.
An angel was sent down to kick her in the pussy.
Yeah.
The miscarriage situations happen, like, twice.
So maybe you have, like,
those are pretty
sperm.
Messy.
Yeah. What's that?
So maybe you have weak sperm.
Probably. Who gives a shit?
Yeah. Damn. It must suck dick to get pregnant, dude.
Yeah, to be with
child.
A little
motherfucker in your body?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The fuck? Kicking and shit? Grabbing your pussy from the inside?
Grabbing your pussy from inside. Sticking his dick in your ass. Fucking my mouth and my asshole. Fucking my asshole. And now I'm gay.
I'm a gay guy. With small tits.
Time Warner presents the classic soft gay ass songs of the early 90s. Mm-hmm. Chris Isaac. How does that go?
Oh, no. What a wicked game you play.
Gay.
Fuck me and call
man.
Me gay. I don't want to have gay sex. With men. I don't want to have gay sex. And then you raped me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I'll love it. You fuck me in my ass, but you fuck my ass. Lyle Lovett sucks.
He really does.
He just sucks. Like, why? You know, it's crazy. It's like, how the fuck did, why was anybody listening to this show? It's like, why is anybody going to see Lyle Lovett?
It's crazy.
Well, he never, like, starred in anything. He was just
in. He got
in
pussy
shit.
From Julia Roberts at her prime, dude.
Yeah.
Peak Julia Roberts, Lyle Lovett was getting.
Oh, I guess
from.
You're talking about his music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, but, like, his music sucks dick.
The music was trash.
Yeah, he
I've never listened to it. It's country.
It'd be so funny if like Lyle Lovett's been like a huge fan of the show for years.
That would be really funny.
Yeah, and he's just
God fucking damn it.
No, he's at home just like all sad with his fucking ugly ass face.
Probably has a big ass dick, dude.
Yeah.
He looks like an ugly
one
guy
of those
with
guys
a big
with
dick.
A big dick.
Yeah.
He's got blue shoes on. He's got the My Bookie t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah, dude.
A We're Number One finger.
That he made himself?
That he made himself. That says Lyle.
What a stupid-ass name, just Lyle.
In his podcast listening station. Dude, I'm going to start posting just like fake, just a setup on Reddit. Be like, yeah, I got my podcast listening room all set up. And it's just a shitty chair with like 10 million speakers. Poster Marc Maron. And then there's like, you know, like things I've cummed on all over the floor. And fucking Doritos bags.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That would be fucking tough.
I found a Reddit for like video game collection.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
To show how many video games you have?
And there's people that, like, just have rooms. They're like, my collection room.
That is so fucking gay, dude.
It's really odd. It's really sad, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, that's what they aspired to. They were in, like, 1993.
No, you know what? 10. It's not even... Yeah, that's sad. What's even sadder is there's a guy being like, damn.
Yeah.
And he has like half of that many games. You know what I mean? Like, there's a guy who's not even that guy who wishes he was.
Yeah. No, because I was like, I was looking at old, I don't know, sometimes I read about connectors and video signals or whatever. I forget where it started. I think I started like reading about like console televisions.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those?
Like the big tube-ass motherfuckers?
Well, yes.
The ones with a VCR in them?
No, the ones that like look like a fucking, like a...
Yeah,
like a credenza.
Oh, yes. Like a piece of furniture. Yeah,
yeah. They like got their wood box.
Yeah, yeah. Fake from like the '60s. Yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
I fucked with those.
Yeah, my grandpa had one, and it's like you just accept things, but then you get older, and you're like, what the fuck was that shit?
I know.
It's like, well, yeah, it's also a table or something.
Yeah, yeah, it was just furniture, dude.
Yeah, those, and then I started looking at like Sony CRT reference monitors. Apparently, the video game community, the retro gaming collection community, they buy these like Sony like reference monitors that accept like an RGB signal because mm-hmm. it makes. I mean, there's no
the
way
quality is better.
Zero chance it makes it better.
Yeah,
the fucking no chance in the world. Yes. Does it look better than just using whatever cable.
100%
fucking Super Nintendo.
I agree with that.
And then there's these guys that spend like $1,200. On shitty, outdated technology that, like, doesn't make sense to use at all. And then the monitors themselves are, like, fucking 14 to 20 inches.
Yeah, tiny.
What?
Yeah, it looks awful.
Like a kitchen TV.
Yeah. But then, the boxes are huge. Because they're made for, like, like network news rooms and shit.
Oh, so you can
monitor recordings and make sure that they're like color accurate.
What?
Yeah.
Damn, and, that sucks.
I saw a thread on Reddit where somebody's like, I just picked this up for $900. And then one guy's like, yeah, that's really stupid. This is all just junk. You're just collecting garbage and selling garbage to each other. And all these, like, these replies are like, you're in the wrong subreddit. He's getting all defensive about it. Just blowing their parents' money on news TVs.
I cannot believe there's a market. Like, wouldn't they be able to just find that in the trash?
I guess there's probably an application for, like, smaller, like, you probably need color-accurate monitors for video applications if you're doing something with that. But no, it's probably entirely propped up by one retard on, like, these retro gaming forums, like, 10 years ago. It's probably like, well, look what I did. And then the rest of them are like, yep, that'll legitimize my gay-ass hobby.
What are they even playing? Like fucking Atari?
Yeah, they're playing like fucking Super Mario World.
That sucks, dude.
Yeah, like regular that Nintendo.
That sucks.
It's really stupid.
Oh, my God.
Especially because I just played... They put like all a bunch of Super Nintendo games on Switch. I just replayed Super Metroid. And I guarantee you, you're not having a better experience.
Not even close.
Not yet.
It's so easy. You do it at on a whim. You just download the shit. You play it for like 8 hours. You're done with it.
It's great. I love it. It's a great game. I don't need a fucking network news television from 1997.
Oh, my God.
That's really sad, man.
Imagine how little pussy those guys get.
Yeah.
Just negative amounts of pussy.
Yeah. That sucks. Probably never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't have sex.
They've never even honked a tit.
Oh, my God. That fucking sucks, dude. Like, being a 38-year-old man who's nervous to talk to a woman.
Yeah. There was a guy like that who would do open mics in D.C. This guy that was, like, fat and bald and ugly. It was like, it wasn't even like if he lost the weight, he would still be, like, a zero.
right.
Like, an absolute...
There's no path. There's not no path to pussy.
There's no way, yeah. And he would just constantly get fired from jobs for sleeping. And he lived with his parents, and he was, like, 42 and just, like, never even got a taste.
Oh.
Never once.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, they were like, people were like, why? I remember asking, like, why doesn't he just buy a prostitute? And they were like, I don't know. Like, you get to that point, and it's like, you just give up on it. And it's like, fuck.
That's brutal.
Damn.
Oh, he just prostitute. Like doesn't even get horny at
yeah,
that
he had
point.
Yeah, he had a stroke, I think, and then it got even worse.
Damn, his dick got even softer.
Yeah, his life got worse. He, like, lost function. And
so he never had sex.
Never.
Oh, fuck, dude. Damn. I gotta say, it is cool to have sex.
Yeah. I wish I never had sex.
You can stop.
I'm never gonna stop, bro.
Yeah.
I love this shit. Dude, I'm literally obsessed with pussy, and it's exhausting.
Nice, man.
People say that online. They're like, I'm so exhausted.
Yeah, I'm exhausted.
I've been checking my fucking phone. It exhausts me.
It is exhausting.
I'm looking that guy up to see
if he's alive.
To see if, and it's tempting to say his name, but I don't want to because.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah,
he
doesn't have sex.
I guess Tom Myers is on Frantic tonight.
Oh, what?
Damn, no one's going to come to Funny Moms.
Yeah.
All the heads are going to be a Frantic. Maybe double up, folks.
Damn.
The you want to go to the stand?
Man. Look at this guy.
I'm too tired, dude.
Oh, yeah, you're jet lagged.
Look at this guy.
Oh, yeah.
You remember him?
I do.
Yeah.
I remember the stroke.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, because they had to raise money for him after the stroke.
Damn.
And
it is really sad. Like, in abstract, it's much funnier.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, sometimes when we describe someone, I'm like, wow, we're making up a caricature. No one would ever exist that has that.
Yeah, it's What's really sad when you look at
him. Here's a video of him doing comedy, and it's like he looks like Stav.
Well, no.
No.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I mean, from this...
from that really. Distance?
You guys, he looks like you with teeth.
I don't. I think I'm cuter than that man.
Yeah.
He's fatter. He's not as strong.
Yeah.
I'm stronger.
He's kind of got a Peter Griffin body.
Yeah. It's going to be sad when you have a stroke.
I won't, dude.
Yeah.
I'm too strong. I'm too strong. I've been eating too much seafood to have a stroke.
Seafood rules.
Oh, yeah.
I might go out tonight and get a little Chilean sea bass.
Mm-hmm. I just
had... Treat myself.
I had me a salmon.
Try and start up a conversation with other people in the restaurant. How you folks doing? Yep. You're about the Shane Gillis thing? No, I'm here by myself. I'm waiting for somebody. No, I'm by myself. I don't know which answer is better. What are you guys doing?
What are you guys up to? Can I join? Do you mind if I join you?
Family night, huh? Family style? What do you got? What is this, a daughter or something?
How old? How much younger than
How are you?
You?
What grade are you in, sweetie? Okay.
And
11th grade. I was I remember being that age. Yep, just chasing pussy. Left and right.
Getting it.
I bet guys are all about you. And well, look, motherfucker, you could have just talked about the Shane thing. You're the one that made me feel awkward. I don't know what the fuck else to say. This bitch is sitting here, you know. Fucking, what am I not supposed to address the elephant in the room? Hello?
We're all thinking it.
We're all thinking
We're all
it,
thinking
dude.
Everyone's about your
thinking
daughter's
it.
Tits.
Everyone is thinking about fucking. I mean, that's the problem with today's world. Maybe you know. Maybe you haven't had the talk with your child yet, but maybe I'll do it for you right now. If you ever fuck anyone, you're a slut. You're a slut, you're not welcome here at Kanji Village. Isn't that right? I'm like calling the waiter over. She's like, yeah, no sauce. I'm like, no, I don't want sauce. I'm just calling this girl a slut. Yeah, we don't have, there's no sauce. Okay, I wasn't asking, but that's absurd. You should have sauce. What kind of fucking Chinese restaurant doesn't have sauce?
Damn, dude.
Adam, you got anything you want to say?
No, I was letting you work that one out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, this show's going to suck, bro. Dude.
Yeah, I know.
I'm too tired to do this shit.
You don't want to go to the show?
No, I mean, I'm going to go, but...
I did it solo style last week with Racine. It was really fun.
So you did it solo style, but someone else joined you?
Without the boys, without you guys.
That's what solo style
Okay, all right, Mr. fucking...
I did it all by myself, except someone helped me. You're like a baby that thinks it made dinner. Because
it was in the kitchen with his mom?
Because it fucking was in the kitchen with the mom.
No, Racine...
Okay, baby Adam.
No, you'd
be
surprised.
Pour out a cup of milk.
Okay.
We're going to do a half a cup of milk in the measuring cup for baby Adam.
I loved thinking I made dinner, dude.
Baby...
That was my favorite shit, dude. I was so proud.
Yeah, that's him.
It's I was so nice. Proud of making pastries with my mom, being like, I made those. I was pouring a little fucking... Fucking
do
flour.
A fucking thing. All right, well, enjoy your evening.
Come see us and stabby.biz/tour. I'm doing a big-ass tour. I just announced it. Houston, Detroit, whatever, man. Just look at my website.